Brian Kennedy, the editor of the English language edition of a newly launched website which is seeking to carve out a spot in the field of politics and business news. The new kid on the local media block made its official debut at the start of the month.
Czech Position, or Česká pozice, is an internet news server in two language versions, Czech and English. It believes it can pull in paying subscribers through a mix of inside and exclusive news and business stories. The concept also promises a more independent stance than offered by many Czech publications. When I met up with Brian Kennedy, I asked him how he'd landed up in journalism and in Prague in the first place.
Well, this might be a bit of a shaggy dog story because it's something of a family business. My grandfather was actually a print setter, everything from a print setter to Midwestern editor for a newspaper chain. Not necessarily in that order. He was a very passionate guy and had a fiery temper. But my grandmother also was a copy editor for the Chicago Tribune, and my mother wanted to be a journalist. Ended up being an English teacher at high school, but also sat through a vetting process to become an agent for the CIA. And I'm not making that up. But she had lived in so many places over the years because of my grandfather going from job to job within journalism that it took forever to actually vet her. And then along came me and my brother, and the rest is history.
And your arrival in the Czech Republic, or maybe Czechoslovakia, it was still then. How did that come about?
When I was in university, I had a good friend who we called Peter, and he never bothered to correct us. His name was actually Petr, and he left then communist Czechoslovakia as a teenager. And I had another very good friend who had Czech heritage, and he was studying the language distance learning. So I was quite aware of the country itself, and then I can say it was in the back of my consciousness. And after graduating, I was working in broadcast television in Washington, D.C. And meanwhile, this friend of mine had gone off to then Czechoslovakia and was, you know, sending letters back, all these amazing tales of what life was like here. So it was on the brain, but I worked for a few years in New York, also for PBS, and also for the leading Japanese newspaper, the Asahi Shimbun, at the United Nations Bureau. But having studied international relations myself, American foreign policy, the sum total of my experience abroad was a two-week trip to Ireland and the standard 3-month Eurorail backpacking rite of passage of every American college student. So I always regretted not having lived abroad or studied abroad, and I quit my job and set out for Eastern Europe. And when I was in Prague, it was the Zlatý Golem Film Festival, I remember, and I had my press tags from New York and got into all these amazing events, and then suddenly, at the old Globe bookstore, I saw an ad for an apartment exchange, and there was a Czech student, a pianist, who wanted to study at the conservatory in New York. I gave a ring, got his mom, who didn't speak English, I didn't speak Czech, rang her again, again and again, until finally we connected. And this was at the end of my three-month, Eurorail backpacking trip. And then a week after I got to New York, suddenly we had arranged for this exchange, and I turned tail and moved here blind, and that was in 1995. And so I was here for a year. I was working for the Czech press agency, ČTA, which doesn't exist any longer. In fact, had a very short life. But I went off to Bulgaria, and I was stringing for the Interpress service from Kosovo and Macedonia during the war, and I was named their Brussels correspondent. Went off to the EU again. I still planned on going back to New York, but ended up in Prague, and I worked for the Prague Business Journal, also for Radio Prague, as a matter of fact, and then the Russian news agency Interfax, until landing a job now with Česká pozice, Czech position.
Could you describe the concept? Well, it's fairly a new concept on the Czech market.
Yes. Basically, Czech position, or Česká pozice, the sister publication, was founded on the idea that we're squarely in the digital age. Most high school or university students today have never known a time when there wasn't the internet. Most people get their news from the internet. And this publication, or publications, never existed in paper form. So it's not a case of trying to adapt to new media. It's started off as new media. And by the way, we launched only on December 1st, so just a few days ago.
The idea is also to be a more independent medium on the Czech market. And I think that's got something to do with the editor as well and his experience with some of his previous publications he worked for. Can you explain what you're trying to do there?
Sure. Well, the founder and editor-in-chief, István Lekó, he's a Hungarian-Slovak, and he studied here in the 80s and got immediately into journalism. He was at TIDEN magazine for a number of years as an economics correspondent. And then for some 12 years, he was editor-in-chief of URO magazine. And like so many media here, there's a powerful group behind it. And depending on whom you talk to, there's the question of, how independent a voice it is. So I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he took a private loan with the idea of being purely his own man and beholden to no special interests.
How will it finance itself? Because in the internet age, it's difficult to get people to pay money to see things on the internet. So how is it all going to work out that way?
Very true. There are a number of models that are being around the world that are being experimented with. The Guardian newspaper, for example, has no paywall whatsoever and is very successful. But that's because they bought the classified ads business that generates a lot of revenue for them. On the other end of the spectrum, there's the Financial Times, which some years ago put up a paywall, and the advertisers screamed bloody murder because suddenly the subscription rates plummeted dramatically. But the people who kept subscribing were in fact the elite, the political and business elite, who have the kind of money that advertisers are interested in. As for Česká pozice, Czech position, at the moment all content is free, but there will be a VIP service, and let's say the hardcore financial, economic insider news will be behind that paywall from the get-go, and everything else eventually will migrate there. It'll be archived.
The target audience is who exactly? I mean, as I said, it comes out in Czech and English. So who's the real target audience? Is there one, or is it everyone? Or?
Well, we have two masters, so to speak. There's the Czech audience, and Mr. Lekó has said that they are not going to be a paper of record. They're not trying to compete with Mladá fronta dnes, the most widely read daily. They are trying to deliver exclusive inside information. On the English side, English language side, we have to do a bit more of that just to be a well-rounded publication. The people who are coming to our pages aren't Czech speakers by and large, and they'll need a bit more explanation. They'll want a bit more of this sort of diary stories. The aim is not to leave no stone unturned, but to choose the stones very carefully.
And who's the competition then?
On the Czech side, you could say that the competition would be the investigative weekly Respekt. Certainly the existing internet publication Aktuálny.cz, perhaps Lidové noviny, which is something of a paper for the elite. I don't like to throw that word around. And on the English side, obviously we felt that there is a hole in the market. the community here is well served as far as listings, cultural events and that kind of thing. They're well served by Prague TV or Expats CZ or Prague Post. But in terms of the news that you more likely find from a news agency like Dow Jones, like Bloomberg, like Reuters, perhaps they're not as well served. Certainly that's the theory.